Good morning.
Good morning.
おはようございます。僕は本当に日系人なんですね。だから日本語は得意じゃないのですいませんけど、今日は英語のメッセージです。先週はリリアン先生が来たんですね。そして彼女日本語で話しましたか？ボウ、すごいな。僕はリリアン先生じゃないです。すいません。だからでも。ちょっと下手な英語でも話します Today is 9/11 and so I was a little hesitant to get on an airplane today but I saw my airplane at the airport. It was very small, so about maybe 50 people could fit, so 大丈夫と思ってここに来ました。So, you know, I knew it was safe, so I came. But, you know, a lot has happened since 9/11. We went to war. We're still in Afghanistan. We found Osama bin Laden, and he was killed. From 5 o'clock this morning when I was at the airport to about 7:30 till I got on the plane, they were showing services in New York. From 8 o'clock their time,And they had services in Washington, in the Pentagon, in New York, and in Pennsylvania. And it was a reminder to me, again, of the loss of life. How so many people lost their lives. And how after 9/11, this country changed. And given how many people died, it's very appropriate for us to remember 9/11 today. For the families that were broken,But also after that, with the war in Iraq, the many men and women who gave their lives so that we can have freedom in this country. At the same time, just 6 months ago, Japan had 3/11. And it was a 9.0 earthquake that happened in the northern part of Japan. And shortly thereafter, there was tsunamis that occurred up and down the coast of Japan.Over about 100 miles of coastline. And just as it's taken us 10 years to fully remember and to mourn the loss of 9/11, it will take us many, many years to remember and to mourn the loss of what took place on 3/11 in Japan. I'd like to talk about Japan today becauseI'm the executive director now of a missions agency called GEMS, the Japanese Evangelical Mission Society. And, you know, you don't hear about Japan in the newspaper as much anymore. First week or two, all you saw was Japan and the Fukushima radiation issue, etc. But now you don't hear about Japan anymore. And as we live here in the United States, I think it's easy for us to forget that Japan is still suffering.That Japan is still suffering. Being a part of GEMS, I'm excited to be a part of GEMS. I was a full-time pastor of the OMS Holiness Church of North America. I was the English-speaking senior pastor at the LA Holiness Church, but now I work full-time at GEMS. And it's exciting to work at GEMS because we get to work with different churches, not only with Holiness, Free Methodist, there's Baptist, there's all sorts of differentAsian churches and Japanese American churches that we get to work with. And in February of 2011, I went to Japan to visit our GEMS missionaries. And while I was there, I went to a meeting called GEMA. GEMA is the Japanese Evangelical Missionary Association, and they're in Japan. GEMA is a missionary kind of networking group.And so, if you are a missions agency in Japan, you want to be a part of GEMA because it lets you know that you're really a missions agency. So groups like Campus Crusade, InterVarsity, Navigators, Team, Send, OMF, OMS, you know, all those different types of missions agencies are a part of GEMA. And so I went to that GEMA meeting to become a part of that group. And it was there that I met a man named Jonathan Wilson.And he was a pastor of a church in Japan, but also he started a group called CRASH, which is Christian Relief, Assistance, Support, and Hope. Oops, and I realize I'm supposed to be showing slides, and I go, man, let's see, how do I use this? It's like this. This? Okay. You know, we could go to, that's 9/11, and then 3/11, and we go one more, and then if you can click, and then there's five things. CRASH stands for Christian Relief, Assistance, Support, and Hope. And when I was in Japan in February, I met with Jonathan Wilson, who actually went to school in Los Angeles. And I said, hey, you know, maybe in the future, GEMS and CRASH can work together. I didn't know that it was going to be in 1 month time that we'd be working together. Right after 3/11, the very next day for us, U.S. time, we set up a donation link. And within several days, we collected $10,000 to give to CRASH. And then by the end of the month, or within 3 weeks' time, we were able to collect over $200,000. And we gave that to CRASH. And we gave 100% to CRASH because the group that we are using to receive the credit card donation, they waived all the donation fee or the transaction fees. And so we were able to give all of that to CRASH. But because we were able to raise so much money to give to this organization, GEMS felt that we should go ahead and see how things are happening or what's happening in Japan through CRASH. And so I went to Japan for a 2-week trip. And so I'd like to show this brief video of what we saw as we went to Japan.